Welcome to the Act Like a Girl Show!
It's hard to be yourself, represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, the industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do. So act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Hello.
Keep it going for Daria and Punky Brewster, guys. Give it
yes.
up for them.
It's
cool of them to come
out.
Oh, my
God. A handmaid can never travel alone. Thank you for completing my costume. Oh, my God.
I was saying that I almost wanted to, like, just wear, like, a hooded thing with a noose around it and a sign that said gender traitor. And just, like, but I don't know if I could see through it or whatever. But
oh my
this
God.
Works, too.
Yeah. Thank you to Allie for singing the song.
Yes. And Elizabeth.
And
yeah.
also... Kira Morrison wrote that song, so shout out to Kira Morrison. She's not here tonight, but I always have to like say hi to her.
Hi, Kira.
Hi, Kira. We love you. Hi, everybody.
I think you're coming. Oh my God.
You guys. So we Riley and I did not plan to be women in robes.
Yeah, that's. I mean, technically, I am still wearing a dress, to be fair.
Yeah. Like
I, but I am doing that Princess Leia grunge rock phase where she's wearing Doc Martens and a beanie instead of her. I just couldn't get the wig, and I was just like, yeah, my hair is not long enough yet to do the coils.
My hair is not long enough.
Yeah,
to
I don't think
coils,
anyone's hair is long
like
enough
down
to do.
It,
yeah.
yeah. I actually thought about it, though. Like, I had, like, a vision this morning when I was in bed. I was like, oh, my God, we're going to be in, like, long... things with our hair up, and then we're definitely both going to wear combat boots. And thank you for wearing a combat.
Always, of course.
Thank you. Yeah, we did it.
The thing is, like, mine has the hood, like you know, she has that hood, but like, it felt weird to like walk around in like an all white robe with a hood. Like, it just didn't feel like the vibe I was trying to get off. So It's better with the belt. Without the belt, it looked really offensive. Like, I was like, okay, like that's the worst kind of Halloween costume.
Yeah.
So it was
definitely.
Not a good call.
Riley and I have been friends for how long now?
I guess like 4 years maybe.
Yeah. Is it that long?
Maybe not. I don't know. It feels like 4 years.
I'm going to pretend like it's that long.
Okay.
I definitely
it's been close to that.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. I definitely like heard Riley's stand-up special and was like, will you be my friend?
I put that out in 2015.
Yeah,
so,
okay,
yeah, okay.
Okay, 2 years. That makes sense. And I was like, will you be my friend?
And now, first you asked me to do unpaid writing for you. And I was like, I'm not going to do
I
that,
did.
But I will be your friend.
Like, I did. Well, a lot of Act Like a Girl is unpaid, you guys, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I am sorry.
But it was very flattering.
Yeah. No, and then I was like, will you be my friend? And then that took a while, too.
Also unpaid, but
yeah,
it's fine.
But that makes it more legitimate.
I remember the first time we actually saw each other in person. So a friend of mine used to run a craft fair booth at the Whimsic Alley. They had
a couple months.
They had a craft fair, and Susie was coming because a friend of hers was doing tattoos there, and I happened to be working in the booth, so she got excited that I was going to be there. I talk very fast. Sorry. And Susie came in and just walked up to the booth and just was like. Like I was at a zoo and she was excited that I was there. Like I was the animal behind the cage. And she was just like, there's a Riley. Don't disturb her.
Like,
she's trying to sell candles.
I've known you for 6 months online. Hi, I'm an Aries. And so therefore I'm a child. Hello. I got a tattoo that day.
You did. That's right. That's why you were there. Yeah.
I have my Deathly Hallows tattoo.
Yeah, there was a guy just doing tattoos. Like, it was a craft fair, and they just like gave him a space up like on the balcony above it, like where like the headmaster would sit if it was Hogwarts. And
it
then
also,
he was just
like,
doing tattoos.
Having a Harry Potter, I'm sure you feel this way because you have a
Doctor Who tattoo.
Doctor Who tattoo.
Yeah.
And so when you're like a lady who's obsessed with a sort of nerdy thing, like I had this guy. You have women flirting with you, but I had this guy flirting with me, and he was like, "Do you even like Harry Potter?" And I'm like, "Bitch!" And then I like send him my tattoo. Photo. I'm
yeah,
like,
no
do
woman
I?
Is
do I like? I don't know.
I'm gonna say that no woman that I have dated has ever questioned my love of Doctor Who.
God
I don't
damn
think
it,
that's
it's
ever
so much
been,
better to be a lesbian.
It's very delightful. Yeah, it works. Yeah, I've never been fake geek girl by another girl. That's not been an issue in my life. I've been fake girl by some women, but that's it. Like, that's been the turfs are real. Avoid them at all costs.
At all costs, they're not welcome here. Anyway, I'm gonna let Riley, oh, yeah. Introduce our next comic.
You guys, I am actually really excited to have this comic here. She's amazing, and she's actually missing wrestling to be here, which is really impressive. So she's a really good friend of mine for doing that, because she actually is the co-host of a wrestling podcast on Max Fun called Tights and Fights. She has been on two Dope Queens, and she also, we both headlined the Portland Queer Comedy Festival this year. You guys, give it up for Danielle Radford. Come on.
What up? Hi. We did the Portland Queer Comedy Festival. I also fuck dudes sometimes. It's fine. I fucked a dude last night. It was fine. It's fine. I also just broke up with one of them a few months ago. And it's fine. We broke up because it was the Mentier thing then. And then we went to go see a movie 3 days later because we decided we were still going to be friends. And I will say that if you get dumped by a dude and go see a movie together, you should do like I did and make that movie Wonder Woman. Just like 3 hours of a bunch of dudes getting their shit kicked in by a hot lady who lives with all women. It's amazing. At one point he had the nerve to fall asleep and I was like, wake the fuck up! This is a documentary. Welcome to your future. No, it's fine. He's fine. Men are fine. It's fine. I did the two Dope Queens. That was also very, very fun. Which was great for me because they were visiting and they were out here in LA. I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, which I love. I adore Seattle. Back home, my dad is a cop in Seattle. So back home, I'm basically white. It's nice. It's like, oh, this is that thing. This is what that feels like. Because I definitely talk shit to a lot of cops back home. And I did the math on exactly what percentage of my black ass would be kicked if I tried that out here with the LAPD. And it turns out that number is 150% of my black ass. And I know that you're thinking, Danielle, it can only be 100% of your black ass. That's how numbers work. And yes, I assume so. But I just assume that the cop will plant an extra 50% of black ass on me. Because 100% of black ass, that's just a misdemeanor, but 150 is a felony. My parents did recently come to visit me. They came out from Seattle, which was fantastic. My mom was like, I want to go to Hollywood. And I was like, no, you don't. You want to go to the Hollywood that's on TV. And the Hollywood that's on TV is in Canada. The Hollywood that's here is at the end of a series of bad decisions. But I took her because I didn't want to get my ass kicked. And she got really excited. You know, she saw all the characters. And she was like, oh, is that Spidey Man? I want to take a picture with Spidey Man. Is that Optimal Prime? I want to take a picture with Optimal Prime. Is that Cookie Me Elmo? I want to take a picture with Cookie Me Elmo. And I was like, finally got to swap it around. I was like, oh, do you have Cookie Me Elmo money? Because he is not your friend. He will tickle me, stab you. And he does not take square. Some more things about me. About 3 years ago, I got hit by a bus. And when you tell people about 3 years ago, I got hit by a bus, they're always like, oh my God, what happened? And what happened was that I was hit by a bus 3 years ago. That's the majority of the story. That's it. I was walking down the street, minding my black ass business, and a bus turned and made a left into the right side of my body. I woke up in a gutter, surrounded by a Clinton of women, just a bunch of sad-eyed white ladies in pantsuits, real competent, just like directing traffic away from my gutter body. Eight of them were already lawyers and handing me their card. It's fantastic. I did wind up having to go to the hospital because that's what happens when you get hit by a bus. And they cut my clothes off because you can't just hang out in the hospital covered in gutter. And so they cut my clothes off and they started to cut my bra off. And I was like, oh, no. You're not cutting this bra off. I'm a big bitch. Do y'all know how much big bitch bras costs? I've got like two bras. They each do like eight things. when I get older, it's just going to be like a series of levers and pulleys or like a Rube Goldberg machine, you know, like you knock the ball over, the dominoes fall, the mouse is into the hoop, and then my tits go up. But it was fine. Like, clearly I lived and stuff. Clearly. And my mom's really into that guy, that one dude, the Jesus. She's really into Jesus, super into that guy. And she was like, oh, you know, Jesus saved you. Jesus saved you from being dead. And I was like, look, like, I'm not cool with that guy. Like, I'm sure he's fine. It's just like, we're not friends. You know, his early material is good. I don't like a lot of his fans. And, but like, even if I was super tight with that dude, I wouldn't want to like presume anything. That just seems really like rude to be like, oh, Jesus definitely wants me alive. I don't know that. What if Jesus hated me? What if Jesus wanted me dead and was like, ugh, next time? Like, I don't know. You know? Or what if it's like Final Destination? Like, I was supposed to die and somehow it was averted. And now it's like, every time I walk down street downtown, I have to like worry that I'll feel like something's behind me. And it's just like a bus with a mustache and like a hat like creeping up, sneaking behind me. Or when I go to get married, to whoever my partner at the time will be, man, woman, non-binary, I don't really give a shit who I spend the rest of my life with. I know I just want to spend it in sweats. But when we go to get married, the officiant is like, does anyone have a reason why these two people should not be married? And then outside, I just hear like a and I look over while my partner slowly unzips their skin suit. Oh no, this joke is happening. Because they're an LA Metro bus, you guys. And then I kicked their ass, because it turned out the bus that hit me was radioactive, and I now have the proportionate strength and speed of, you get it. It's fine, I don't have to do more than that. God, I wish I could end all jokes with, you get it. You guys were there. So I do love my mom. She's very superstitious. One of her big ones is she's like, don't put your purse on the floor, because if you put your purse on the floor, you're not going to have any money. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure the fact that you let me major in theater is why I don't have any money. Don't blame that shit on floor demons. It had everything to do with the fact that you're like, yeah, no, fuck it, it's fine. Go to an arts conservatory. But since I did go to an arts conservatory that didn't teach math, I'm not so good with the numbers. And so my credit score is so low, it's not even made of numbers. It's just some dude who hits you in the face for asking. Don't be nosy. It's not your business. I am a huge nerd. But you know who else was a huge nerd? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, MLK. Huge fucking dork. Yeah, right? That dude was pretty fucking chill. Until y'all shot him in the face. So, but Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is like, he was such a huge nerd that he was at a black ass party hanging out with Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek, because that's what dope ass black parties look like in the 60s. And he kept telling her how much he loved Star Trek. And she was like, well, thanks, but I'm going to quit Star Trek so I can focus on my solo music career. And he was like, okay, I'm going to do the impersonation. It is not going to be good. Don't tell my mom. And he was like, oh, no, because apparently he's also a spooky ghost, and I don't do voices, and he was like, you can't quit Star Trek because we need black people in space, and so she didn't quit Star Trek, which is amazing, and obviously his death was a tragedy for a lot of reasons, but one of them is, like, what other dope-ass black parties could he have gone to stop people from making career suicide? Was nobody looking for a Nichelle Nichols album? Come on. He shows up to a party and he's like, Wesley, you gotta pay your taxes. Puffy, you need to pick a name. And also, Mace is never gonna be a thing. Okay, thank you guys so much. I'm Danielle Radford. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh my God, Danielle makes the cutest Wednesday Addams that's ever existed. Yes. Okay. We're going to bring up our improv group next. They're called Invasion of Privacy. They have their own show at Open Space. When, like, what's the pattern?
Usually the first Monday of the month.
Yeah. When's the next one?
Monday, November 6th.
Monday, November 6th. Okay, great. It's a super fun show. I've done it a few times myself. Anyway, we're going to bring them up here for you guys. This is all the women. This is all the women from Invasion of Privacy. They're a co-ed team, but this is the women.
Keep it going for Invasion of Privacy, guys. The women of Invasion of Privacy. Give it up for them. Thank you so much for coming out and doing our show for us. That was amazing. You guys, your next performer, you may recognize from earlier when she was on this very stage with me. She has a podcast. You guys are not going to believe it. It's called Act Like a Girl. And she is delightful. You guys, give it up for Susie Dunn. Come on. Yay!
Hello, everyone. yes, my name is Susie Dunn, and I have resting nice face. Yeah. Yes, it's a thing that I suffer from. But you know what? Honestly, like, I'm from a small town in Michigan, so there, this is just resting face. No, but my town is so small that, you know what, I just realized that nobody's timing me. Hold on. I'm going to time myself. Sorry. Okay. But my town is so small that at Valentine's Day, we fill out a Scantron sheet to help us find a love match of someone within the school. This is something that my school provides, right? And the first year that I filled it out, it was junior year, and I was matched with someone whose Facebook feed included things like dead deer that they had shot, positive George Bush rhetoric, sayings like, "This is it's Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve." So then senior year when I filled it out, it came back unmatchable. I'm not kidding. That's serious. I literally, like, I did a thing and it came back and it was like, no love match for you here. So I realized that I needed to not live there anymore and I needed to move to New York City. So I moved to New York City completely by myself at 18 from this small town in Michigan. And let me tell you what that's like. Within the first year of living in Manhattan by myself, I contracted lockjaw from a nose piercing. I got roofied on a rooftop. And then I proceeded to take a shit in front of the first man I ever dated in adulthood. Woo! Lockjaw's crazy, right? Like, everybody's been had lockjaw, right? No. I mean, I feel like we all have that friend that we wish would get lockjaw. I'm definitely that friend. I finally shut the fuck up. but no, getting roofied is a whole thing. I don't remember a lot of it. I do remember waking up the next morning and trying to seduce the sexy man that I was laying next to and him stopping me and saying, "Are you okay? You shit in the street last night." I did a lot of crying in my time in New York, you know, like a lot of like subway crying, a lot of like park bench crying, a lot of grocery store crying. Like, one time I was leaving this Whole Foods because, you know, I had, like, pizza and ranch dressing and, like, Pirate's Booty. But if you buy it at Whole Foods, it's healthy. So I was, like, leaving Whole Foods, and I was sobbing for whatever reason at this moment. And this homeless woman stopped me, and she was like, "Is it really that bad?" Perspective. Or this other time I was leaving another grocery store, and I look up at this, I just happened to look up. And in that moment, there's this woman between two cars and she's like holding herself up between them and she's relieving herself. And she looks at me and we lock eyes in that moment and she looks deep into my soul and she says, "You know how it is." And I said, "Yes, I do know how it is." I have a dog and she is the greatest fucking creature ever to exist on this planet. Yes, yes, yes. Megan knows. And her name is Babe. And she has an entirely white body with a fully black head. And then she has like black spots on her body, which causes every white woman above 35 to be like, "Oh my God, look at that black face."
Don't. I am single as fuck right now. And, like, when I say that I'm single as fuck, I don't mean that I'm out there catching all this D, turning all these tricks. Although the amount of times I've been called a whore in the last, like, 5 days, you would think that, like, I made a career out of it. I'm single. And recently I was broken up with. And I think that's why I'm single, because I've never been broken up with before, obviously. And the first time was just like this huge ego buster. Like, it just like kind of broke me. He told me that something was missing, which was really just him. Okay, I know that we're doomed as a society. And here's the thing, is that it's not because 45 is our president. Because let's be real for a second with ourselves. Like, every other society in this thing that we call Earth is like, yeah, America, welcome to fascism. Where you been? We've been fighting this for centuries. Cool. You have to have a fascist government representative. Us too. Great. It's not because of that. And it's not because literally the south part of our country is just completely crumbling out from underneath us. Because we haven't treated the environment well. It's because the other day, I was in Hollywood. And someone was out tagging PSL. 4, like the number 4, EVA, with a to-go coffee cup under. One of you motherfuckers is out there tagging pumpkin spice latte forever. I'm sorry, but what has society come to when, like, a basic bitch feels the need to tag things? She's like, I'm so misunderstood in my society. People just need to understand pumpkin spice lattes. Nobody gets it. Nobody gets it. This is my movement. I will tag it everywhere and people will understand. All right. I'm going to leave you guys on this joke. See, there it is. There it is. Okay. I really hate how people say shit like, I've had to learn all these new phrases for the gay community. Every day I have to learn a new term for the gay community. You know what? Cisgendered is three letters. It's C-I-S. And you have a fucking computer in your hand all the time. All I'm asking for is for you to just Google what the meaning of cisgender is. That's all I'm asking for of you. It's really just super simple. The thing is that I had to learn Thomas Jefferson's name. I had to learn Adolf Hitler's name. And you know what? I had to learn your fucking name. So you can just Google what cisgender means, what dead naming means, and what its significance is. Thank you very much, all of you. Riley! Hold on, Riley's coming out. Riley! Okay, hold on. Riley! Come save me!
We're doing banter!
Comedic banter right now.
Yeah. I thought you were going right from your set into introducing the next comic.
I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, I made that very short.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. Sup?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, we were taking a lot of pictures.
Were you flirting with girls?
No.
Riley was
actually,
flirting
was,
with girls.
Yes. With singular and by text, yes. But that's neither here nor there. It's actually Lily not here. She's there. So, yeah. Here's the thing. So, okay, what are we doing? I don't know. You keep going. All right. How's it going? How you doing?
Okay.
You guys? Wait. Okay, wait.
Oh,
yeah, that was my job, was to bring that out. That was the one thing I was supposed to do, was be ready and bring that out.
Okay, no, but I have,
who's in costume? Ready? Ready?
Wait, who's in costume? Is
like
anyone in costume butter? Who was not on
what
the show?
Like? Do you like fruit? Well, what do you like?
Are you just dressed as a Mel's employee?
All right. What do you like? That's a Kit Kat. Do you want a Kit Kat?
Give me a break, right? I'm like, that's the slogan.
I had to go through. Okay, wait. I actually have, like, funny banter about this candy. Okay, so I went up to the liquor store on the corner. We can all go harass him after, please. No, I'm just kidding. I would never incite that.
You shouldn't be taking your hood off in public. That's not the commander doesn't like that.
I'm not not pregnant, so I can't do anything I want.
Under his eye.
No, but so I went to go get this candy, and this fucking guy was like, "All this candy, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, buying all this candy." And then I was like, "You don't sell bags of candy, so I'm buying candy." And then he was like, "Yeah, well, I've got bags of candy." And I was like, "Oh my God, where?" And then he goes, "At my house."
Oh my God.
Not shitting you. Then he tells me that I couldn't possibly be consuming all this candy myself because of my figure. And that was out.
See, the whole point of the robe is to hide your figure so that the men can't see it. Like, that's literally the point of the robe. I had a thing recently, and then we can bring up your comic, our next comic, is that, as Susie was implying, I have started seeing a very queer femme who is awesome, and we were having, they want candy too. Come on, give them candy. They're also in costume. So I was in Portland last weekend for Women's Comedy Festival, and thank you. Yeah. I'm like trying to tell a story, and they're like, "We're just going to throw things in the audience." And like, this is our danger round.
I'm the worst.
But so the lady that I am, the woman that I'm seeing, lives in Portland. So she came to the show, and we had a very good time. We were making out, but like, we left the bar and like couldn't get to a lift in time. So we're just making out on a bench in the middle of like this, like under a spotlight. It was the worst choice. But this guy walked by. He was going to a liquor store, and like, he saw us. He totally saw us, and then like went to a liquor store, and then was coming back. Had ample opportunity to walk around like a little garden thing and avoid us. Instead, he walks right to us, and we're in the middle of making out, and then he just stops, and it's like 45 degrees outside, but we didn't care because we really wanted to make out. But so he stops right in front of us and just goes, "Gosh, I can't wait to go home and cuddle with my wife." Like, it was just like the weirdest. No, it's not all. He stopped us from making out to say it. And he goes, "It sure is cold right now, and I really can't wait to go home and snuggle with my wife." And like, I guess that's adorable, except for, but why does he need two women making out on a bench to know that information? Like, why can't you just get there faster by not talking to us in the middle of our, okay. But I did have the great moment of like literally mid-kiss. I was like, "Yeah, I'm happy for you." And then right back. So like, and then it's always fun to like try to kiss someone who you've just made laugh. Like, you're like, it's not gonna work out.
Your mouth misses. Like, it's like,
yeah. And then like 2 days, like then she's from down in Southern California, so she was visiting friends and family here. So we had a second date on Tuesday, and I drove to Long Beach to see her. And while we were making out,
she drove to Long Beach.
Yeah. But while we were making out in my car after that date, there was a cat that walked up and just sat on the sidewalk and stared at us for like a good 10-15 minutes.
Looking at
like
a couple pussies.
It was the creepiest thing in the world.
Just a pussy looking at more pussies. I don't know.
Well, only one, because don't be cis normative. But one is figurative. Sure, I have a hat somewhere. All right. Do you want to bring
Spider-Man
up next comic?
Hat. Yes, let's bring up the
Spider
next
Gwen,
comic.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. God. Sorry. Yeah, let's bring up the next comic. Yeah. The next comic is a dear friend of mine, Bree Geiger.
Woo!
Bree, what's the show? I have it written down, but I don't have it on me. You say it when you come up. Okay, honestly though, like, the thing I can tell you about Bree is that she is in my phone as Bree Storytelling Weed. So enjoy, you guys.
She has a note card with the intro of, and it's amazing. It's just like all these amazing things. And then she goes, "Bree, what was I going to say? What was I going to say about you? You guys look good. Fuck. What am I going to talk about? You guys all look good. You're very..." Uh-huh. It's a samurai. Thank you. Thank you. This is cool. I'm on the other end of Hollywood. I usually... on east side of the Hollywood where I do stand up, but this is cool. I was like, okay, I'm on the east side of Hollywood, like, maybe, you know, I could walk by myself for a little bit and be okay. And as soon as I got out of my car, I parked over like over by Bossa Nova over there. Literally, as soon as I got out of the car, some guy was like, hey, baby, come on, baby. Hey, baby, turn around, baby. Hey, shorty, come on, shorty. Come on, shorty, come on, shorty, come on. Turn around, shorty. And finally, I turned around, I said, what? What? Yes, sir, how could I help you? And if you're referring to me as shorty, that doesn't make sense because I'm 6 feet tall. But how can I help you? It's like, yeah, baby. Yeah, I've been following you for these past 17 blocks, baby. I want you, baby. I want to do you right here. Right here by this this liquor store. And then I turned around and I saw like the light caught a glimpse of his face. And there I saw the best looking homeless man I've ever seen in my entire life. Only in Los Angeles, there's cute homeless men. He was cute. He had like two teeth. He was cute. It sucks when they're catcalling you, but then you're like, oh, fuck. You're a nice guy. You have good intentions, but this isn't right. You can't do this. You got to stop. But what are you doing? I have a show if you want to. This is cool. This kind of reminds me of college. I went to a predominantly white college. And at a predominantly white college, University of Arizona, it was a good mixture though. We had a lot of like a Native American crowd, and they called us Jew of A. It was a predominantly also like a Jewish. I loved it. The Jewish frats always threw the best parties, and Native American, Latinos, and Middle Eastern, and for the most part mixed, but predominantly white, you know. And I hated going to school with white people. I did. And I pictured a different crowd when I wrote this joke, but we're going to do it. I hate going to school with white people, but not because I hated going to school with white people, just because whenever I missed class, the teacher would know. Whenever I missed class, I come back the next day, teacher would be like, Bree, okay, really, really, really quick. Could you talk to me after class? Yeah, I just noticed as soon as I put on the lecture yesterday, out of the 600 people in this lecture room, you weren't in your class. As soon as I put it on. No, I was there. I remember. We talked about Harriet Tubman and shit. I was there, okay? I remember. She's like, look around, Bree. We're watching you. Bunch of gleaming white faces. Kind of like this moment right now. Thank you. I started dating girls recently. Oh, thank you. Thank you, cheetah girl. I started dating girls recently. And not because I wanted to date girls. I really didn't. But I got drunk one night and I got on OkCupid. I was making an OkCupid profile. That's where I was in my life, is I got an OkCupid profile. Didn't even get the app. I got on my laptop and made an OkCupid profile. And it got to the part where it was like, do you like girls? And I was like, fuck yeah. I fucking love that TV show. Fuck yeah. Girls is the best thing that happened to HBO. I told my mom that joke. She didn't think it was funny. She's like, this is the worst. This is horrifying. Bree, please tell me that the reason that you're experimenting with girls isn't because of online dating. Please, for the love of God. I was like, no, mom. No. See, that's not. No. See, what happened was this girl was walking, right? And she accidentally tripped. And then her tongue accidentally landed on my clit. And then I accidentally came on it. She's like, okay, as long as it's not online dating, then. As long are we good. That's how I came out to my mom. I was tripping out. It was crazy. Like when it happened, I just thought it would just be like this instant connection. I've been a big supporter of the LGBT community since I was little. I was a big believer that you're born with it, you know. But for me, when I remember this girl was coming over to my house, and I had to just Google everything. I was just Googling. I didn't know what to do. I just had to Google. It was like, what? How do I? You know, I was freaking out. And I was like, how do if I go down on her? What do I do? Do I put my mouth all the way over the vagina, or just a little bit, or do I suck it like a bong? Do I hit it like a bong? I Googled it. It's so funny. Like I halfway Googled it. I was like how do you go? And then it literally says like, how do you go down on a girl if you're a girl? Like popped up right away, you know. And the first thing it said was like, turns out it's not like smoking a bong at all. You had to put in work. I felt so cool. I remembered all the boys I hooked up with and how they used to feel so fucking cool after sex. You know, they're like, yeah, we're the shit, man. Yeah, we just fucked that pussy up, man. And I was like, God, you look so stupid. You're so excited. Like, it's just a thing. Like, it's just a little thing that we did, you know. But after, I felt like I was the shit. I was like, damn, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever done in my entire life. You know, it was another girl. Like, wow. It's just like two queens, queen on queen sex. I felt amazing, man. I just started walking like this out to just everywhere, just skipping and shit. A lot of white girls were hitting me up on the OKCupid. A lot of white girls. And their first message to me was, I love black girls, okay? I love black girls, you know? I know. I love black girls, is what they would say. I love that. And I wanted to comment back. I was like, cool, that's cool that you know, you love black girls. But, like, you know, where were you 60 years ago? We could have really used your help. So what I learned from going on dates with white girls is that nobody in this world, nobody in this planet, nobody gets more drunk than a white girl. Nobody. I get calls like, hey, Bree, we're going out tonight. We're getting white girl wasted. I'm like, fuck. I didn't want to die tonight. But give me 20 minutes. I'll be right there. Because that's what it's like. You go out with your white friends, and it's like getting like half dead. Every time you wake up literally half dead, you know. Went to the bar. She was like,
bartender, can I get 17 shots? No, they're just for me. Brie, what do you need?
I did this thing where my body wanted to walk this way, but the drunkenness only allowed it to go this way. So I was like, okay, I'll just do a circle. Okay, just bring the Uber right here. I can only make circles. I have no idea. Crazy. And I realized that a white girl can be so drunk, so blacked out, wasted, just blacked out in the back of the Uber, just sleeping, passed out. But that same white girl will wake up and know where every Taco Bell is on every street corner. Just in the back of the Uber, like, Cahuenga, right here, Cahuenga. Like, bitch, you were just too drunk to get the Uber. How'd you do that? We go to Taco Bell, we get a burrito, but the burrito's too big for the little white hands. I don't know how to properly say that. They're beautiful hands, but they're little and they're white. They're white and they're little. And she tried to eat the burrito, but it was just too big and was going everywhere. She ate it so fast, she thought someone stole it. She was like, Brie, what the fuck? I was like, bitch, it's in your bra. It's in your bra. Give me some of that. Give me some of that shit. I still look at white girls like I look at tequila, like, it's too soon. It's too soon. I need at least a month to get that fucked up. Hey, my name is Bree. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
Keep it going for Bree, everybody. Give it up for her. Oh, my gosh. We have bantered way too much for a show, so we are going to try to move it a little bit faster from here on out. You guys, I'm very excited to bring up next comic. She actually is the host of a podcast called Two Girls, One Guy, and she actually is a touring comic. She's amazing. Guys, give it for Zahra Ali. Come on!
Hello! Happy Sunday Funday, everybody. Hi, my name is Zahra Ali. I'm your diversity hire for the evening. Hello. Yeah, diversity in the fact that I'm the only straight female on this show. Yay. It's fun in the green room. Oh, yeah, you too? Cool. Handmaid's Tale, cool. I realized last minute that we were supposed to wear a costume, so yeah, I'm a bunny, you guys. Hey. No one cares. R.I.P. Hugh Hefner. No one cares about that either. It's fine. It's fine. It's my tribute to Hugh. No, I'm kidding. I'm so happy to be here. How are you guys doing? Good? Good? Happy Sunday Funday? Yeah? Yeah, I'm excited to be here because, you know, tomorrow I got to go to work. Who got to go to work tomorrow? Anyone? Anyone? All right. Cool. Five of you. Cool. Yeah? What? The rest of you are like Instagram models? What? Yeah, no, I have a grown-up day job because this job pays me in drinks, you know, and feminism, yay, where are the feminists at? Any feminists in the house? All right, Cool, cool. Any feminist dudes in the house? No? Yeah, one. We got one feminist, two. Ladies, watch out for these two. These are the guys who don't pay for dinner. True story. Right? Over this shit. I don't know, man. I hate working. I don't know. I'm too pretty to work. It's just, I'm so over this shit, right? Like, I have the kind of job where I have a boss, my boss has a boss, and everyone gets mad at me for using the wrong font. You know, like, fuck that shit. All fonts matter. Stop. There's 3,000 of them. Oh, my God. I don't know. My job is so stressful that some days I'm like, you know what? Fuck feminism. Fuck it. I'll embrace Islam. I'll do it. Someone find me a Saudi prince. I'll be a third wife. I'll do it. I'll take on the golden showers. Bring R. Kelly back. I'll take him, too. Call up Harvey Weinstein. I'm over this shit. I'm over it. What will you do to not work again? I don't know. Think about it. That's fine. I don't know. I'm over it, man. I'm over it. I don't know. These days it's tough, though. Like, I just want a rich dude to take care of me, you know? Because that's what I was told. If you're pretty, a rich dude will take care of you. Now the feminists have ruined it for all of us, you know? Fuck that. I don't know. But people, like, rich dudes are weird as fuck, right? Rich dudes are weird as fuck. Do we all know this? This is a fact, right? Right? I was hanging out with this rich dude, and he's like, yeah, I'll take care of you. I was like, really? Cool. He's like, yeah, let me see your feet, though. It's like, what? My feet? Oh, my God. I wish I was more secure about my feet. It sucks, because, like, I have a problem. I have, like, crooked toes, you know? Like, my toes are so crooked. When I wear flip-flops, people think I'm throwing up gang signs, you know? Like, I have crooked-ass toes. Like, I'm thinking about pitching it to Shark Tank. Like, we need Invisalign for your toes. Toe braces. People, be comfortable with your feet. Throw your feet up in the air like you just don't care. No, that's a new one. Clearly, it's not working. You guys, we all got problems. I don't know. I'm out here, though. I'm out here trying to be a white girl. Because that's how you stay safe during the Trumpocalypse, you know? Right? True. Because it's dark times for dark people, right? Yes. It is dark times for dark people. We're all having a hard time right now, you know? Actually, you know what? Give it up for the white people. You guys are having a hard time, too. You guys had a rough summer. Walmart ran out of tiki torches. It's a problem. I'm kidding. I love white people. Please don't hate me. Don't hate me. No, it's tough out here, you know, because, like, as a person of color, it's hard to tell which one of my friends are racist and which ones aren't, you know? So I have a test for my fellow brown people here. I have a test that I give to my friends to find out if they're racist. You want to hear it? It's very easy, fellow brown people. So if you want to find out if your friends are racist, just throw a backpack at them. If they run, you need new friends. It's very easy. Yep. So I'm looking for new friends. Anyone want to be my friend? Please be my friend. Oh, man. That's why I'm hanging out with the white girls, because they know how to party, and they know where the tacos are at, so that's good, too. No, I'm doing all the white girl things, you know. I'm, like, wearing yoga pants to work and just bragging about how much kale I'm eating. Oh, my God, yes. I love kale so much. Yes. Just going up to other random brown girls like, oh, my God, you look just like Princess Jasmine. I love your hair. You look just like Princess Jasmine. That is not a compliment, by the way. Because that bitch is a cartoon. And she dates homeless guys. So don't. Disney is not giving me royalties every time you tell me, oh my God, you look just like Princess Jasmine. Stop it. I feel like the white girls are really mad at me. Don't be mad at me. Don't. I was in a sorority. Don't worry. You're fine. No. So on my journey to become a white girl, I did what all woke white girls do. I dated a black guy. It was a lot of fun. You guys are quiet because you haven't been there yet. Come over to the dark side. It's fun. He was so sweet, though. It was sweet dating a black guy. He was cool. He taught me a lot about black culture, like how to be a side chick. That was fun. Yeah. He had some cute nicknames for me, though, you know, like Boo and Bae and Cosigner. Fun times. So I'm back out on these streets. Husband shopping? Anyone? No? Right? That shit doesn't happen here. That shit only happens in, like, Milwaukee, right? No one's husband shopping out here. I'm trying, though. I go to the bars to, you know, like, meet dudes, but I get weird pickup lines at the bar, right? Do you get weird pickup lines at the bar? Yeah? I don't know. White girls don't like me. I'm just going to speak to this side of the room. It's just, yeah! Dude, I get weird pickup lines at the bar. Like, the last pickup line I got was, hey there, I love Indian food. Like, what? You like Indian? Okay, that's not flirting. That's a meal preference. Asshole. You know. Like, you wouldn't go up to a Mexican girl and be like, hey, I like tacos. Let's try some of yours. No. That shit is creepy as fuck. Don't do it. The best line I've heard yet is, hey, you want to see my weapon of mass destruction? It's like, what? Weapon? What? No! You call it that? You call it that because it's impossible to find? Unbelievable. I don't know. I'm glad you guys warmed up to my brown jokes. But I do want to leave you with one thing if you're looking for it. Oh, wait. I'm like fucking up the mic situation in here. Oh, yeah? Oh, you're welcome. All right. I'm going to leave you guys with this. My mom's on my case to find a Muslim dude. Anyone else's mom on their case to find a Muslim dude? That's right. You? Cool. So I joined this new dating app. It's called Minder. Yeah, Minder is a Muslim version of Tinder. Yeah, very easy to use. You swipe east if you like them. West if they're too modern for you. All right, you guys. My name is Zahra Ali. Thank you so much. Give it up for Riley.
Keep it. Oh, my God. Very excited. All right. Not for nothing, but you know who has no problem finding the clitoris is other lesbians. Just saying. All right. Because remember from before, she was a straight girl. Okay, fine. I'm just saying. All right. Fine. That was fine. You guys, I am so excited to bring up your next performers. We were already excited to have them. Allie Gertz is actually one of the hosts of a Simpsons podcast that I was on. That's amazing. But extra excited because she just announced this week she is a new editor for Mad Magazine, you guys. Give it up for Elizabeth and Allie. Come on.
This is a song about me. And I wrote it.
And I just learned it.
Touch me, I don't have cooties. That's not a sunburn. That's how my skin is. You'll like me once you get past the sunburn. Again, that's not a sunburn. That's what my heart does. Creepy. They call me creepy. But I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool. Dinner, then maybe a movie. You'll like my talking. I talk very good. Then after, we'll see about kissing. That's what I'm good at. That plus the talking. Creepy. They call me creepy. But I'm creepy cool, la la. I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool.
Thank you, and thank you, Elizabeth. Funky Brewster.
This song is about me. Please don't tell me I look like Lisa Loeb. I've seen my face before, so I already know. plus it's on purpose. I'm a poser, I'm just like a cartoon. I wear all the same clothes as that one cool cartoon that everybody knows. Yeah, that's on purpose. I'm a poser, la 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 la. You say I look like Velma. Well, that's a good one, Scoob. But it's no mystery that I'm trying to be cool. La 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 la. La 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 la. Please don't make me be a richer. You say.
Thank you. That's it. Riley or someone, come into the stage next. Hello.
All right, everyone. Pick a microphone, Susie. We're going to bring out our headliner for you guys. Her name is Sabrina Jalas, and she was just on Transparent. And I had to have her. God, this fucking microphone. I had to have her on the show because I was here for the Special Occasionally show put on by Caitlin Durante, and she was in it, and I saw her, and I was like, I need you on my show. So I hope you guys enjoy her as much as I did.
Keep it going for everybody you saw tonight. And yourselves. And the fact that if you bring your dog to the store in the front, you get 10% off. Yes, we're in a good vibes place. We're in a pretty good place, despite the fact that we're living in a total nightmare. In a macro sense, in a micro sense, this girl's dressed like a giraffe, so it can't be that bad. This girl is dressed like a giraffe. There's discounts for dogs. Serial rapists are being brought down at a rapid pace, which is just... every time one gets brought down, I just picture a rocket launching out of my pussy and directly at their dick / face. Just, it's a big rocket, so it hits both of the parts at once, and they're like, "What? Why?" And you're like, "I don't have to explain. You didn't get it for too long, so now your life is a nightmare. Oh no, you created so many nightmares. Now the archetype that you do have to deal with is the man that has not known anything about sexual, you haven't been part of the truth or dare truth part. You've been doing the dare part, and you haven't known the truth part, which is that like every woman's always being sexually assaulted. Not always, that's too much. We gotta be so careful. Because it is a big nightmare to realize all at once as a guy of like, what? Guys have been doing what? And then the thing that the archetype you have to deal with is the guy that's like, well, listen, man, like, how do I know I'm not going to get accused of rape? And you're like, well, so far the clues are not great for you. but benefit of the doubt, now your job is that you have to have sex where, like, the tone of the sex isn't like, gotcha! Like, if you're having sex where the tone of the evening is like, gotcha! You just might have a lawyer coming at you being like, gotcha! And that's fair, you know? That's the thing. If you're having gotcha sex, you don't know who you're fucking, and you don't know the way they feel about it, so don't be surprised. If you're like, cat's got your tongue... Don't be surprised if tongue gets a lawyer. That sound effect was weird after that. It was like you gave the joke a 5 out of 10, but it's just a little baby joke. Standing up on its 2 feet, being like, don't rape. You have to picture a little baby joke standing up on its feet being like, don't do rape. My wife is pregnant, so that's so good. Thank you. Yes. Yes. She's pregnant. I didn't have the sperm, but I found it. So good. So good. She got pregnant so fast. My surf instructor in Mexico. That's how it happened. My surf instructor in Mexico. I inserted it with my hands in a syringe. It was an $8 fucking baby, and it's... I'm so excited about my little tiny baby boy guy. Yes. Do I circumcise? Do I not?
No.
Yeah, right? No. Why am I going to be some lesbian being like, cut the dick off? Yeah, just the end for now. I don't need to do that. So fun. My wife is the one that's pregnant. She's pregnant. But still, so many people are like, how did you decide? And it's like, bitch, I'm more masculine, so that's the way that shakes down. It's like the person that carries the heavy luggage doesn't carry the baby. And that's the way it goes. We played on the same game board as everybody. I feel like the right wing would be so soothed to know how basic gay people can be, you know? Just we're like, we're still just like fucking King of Queens. She's Leia Remini. I'm Kevin James. Just pacing in the living room like, babe, how many outfits you need to try on? We're going to be late. It's so true. We're still playing on the same game board. Weird people. Why did I just think of weird people? You know why. It's strange that the government is truly more nightmare than they usually are. Like, the vice president was the guy in Indiana that made the rule that was like, if you don't want gay people in your store or your restaurant or your bakery, you just put a sign out front that says you don't want them and they are not allowed to come in, which is like the weirdest way to be like, I'm gay! You know? It's like... That could have been a shorter statement. Like, I'm gay! Just people that are at this point mad at gay people. It's just like, honey, come out. Join Grindr on the side. Do what you need to do to like clear like the fact that you're mad about people's happiness. And it's always bakeries, too. It's always bakeries. They're like, we make cakes and we know what gay people to be. The gay fucking God wants. We know what God wants! It's a stutter step, but... It's like you wake up at 3 in the morning and you stir cake batter. Like, you hate yourself, you know? You can't be in a good mood every morning stirring cake batter, wishing you could lose weight, but you're smelling that Cinnabon sweetness. 2 o'clock, you're having a sweet bite. The cycle continues. Gay people are happy, fit. It's a nightmare. Like, are you straight in your life? No, okay. Are you straight? Mostly, yeah. Great answer. I need someone. Does anyone identify as fully straight here? Okay, cool. The dude in the furry, furry. The guy in the Eeyore costume. Oh, it's a furry Eeyore off-brand. It's a bootleg. It's a snitch. Lilo and Stitch. Oh. I feel very born in 1985 for the Lilo and Stitch, where everyone's like, it's Stitch! So would you rather wake up every morning at 3 a.m. and stir cake batter or like get your dick sucked by a guy like 3 times a month?
Can you do both?
Oh. Can you do both? You would rather be waking up at 3 a.m. with your dick sucked 3 times a month? The dick suck I get, but... Yeah, great. But don't wake up at 3 a.m, babe. Just pick the blowjobs. Yeah, fair enough. All right. Great people all around. I love making eye contact with people that know that everybody's kind of gay and kind of straight. I mean, it seems like it. If, like, I'm brown and the currency of a brown person being like, mostly when the answer was gay or straight, is like really good for me based on heteronormativity in my culture. Sometimes you're on a sentence and you're like, I wish I could just fucking ditch the sentence, you know? You feel the vibe of the room and you're like, I don't even want to finish this shit. Why am I doing this to myself, to everyone? You wish you could just parachute out of your body and be like, you're on your own, bitch! Finish that sentence about your family being brown and someone being gay. Yeah, I just feel like the weirdest way to come out is to be homophobic. That's kind of like true, weird ass people. Like that vice president, I don't want to say his name, but that guy. Bitch! Bitch! He pretty much making that rule was like being at a party where everybody's having fun. And you're like, you like turn off the music and like turn on the lights and you're like, we should make a rule that we don't suck each other's dicks. We've got to make a rule, otherwise what will stop us? Let's all us guys get in that room and make that rule. No, girls can't come because then I'd want to do sex to them. So weird. I went to go visit my family and my grandma had died. And I went to go, she had Alzheimer's for a long time, so it was good. I came out to her when she was fully Alzheimer's, and that was the only positive thing about Alzheimer's was that she was like, yeah! I was like, perfect. But that's like a beautiful thing too. I mean, Alzheimer's peels back the layers of your, like, as you grow, it like goes back to childlike, which was like a beautiful thing that she was so sweet. That's, we don't have time for that story. But at the funeral, I sat next to my aunt, Kakipopo. She's the only aunt of mine that covers her hair. She's like super cool, but like also the most religious. But then I knew Shauna was pregnant. And I was like, I'm going to fucking show off about this. This is like, we're on the same game board here. This is, this baby currency is the one that transfers over to magic cards. And so I like whipped out the ultrasound and I was like, Kakipopo, we're having a baby. And her reaction was so sweet. She was like, that's so wonderful. I'm so happy. And honestly, I knew. And I was like, that's so crazy. Like, we're vibing. Like, you just looked, you felt my energy. And she's like, no, I saw you. And I looked at you. And I felt your belly. And I said, there's a baby in there. I was like, fuck you, Kakipopo. Fuck you. That is too big of an assumption. You know my wife is femmier than me. I think that that's it for all of us, but guys, you've been a treat. Have a good night.
Everybody cheer like that just happened.
Woo! Keep it going for Sabrina Jalice, our headliner, guys. Give it up for her. This has been a great show. Give it up for Allie and Elizabeth. Give it up for Zara. Give it up for Bree. Give it up for Danielle. Give it up for Susie. I was here too. Do it. Hey, you guys. She mentioned that she booked Sabrina because she saw her on the
Special Occasionally show,
which is a show that I am actually co-producing next month, and we are raising money for Trans Lifeline next month, because next month is a Trans Day of Remembrance, which is a day that we
which
get together.
Which is fucking important.
Yeah, we get together. If you guys, actually, it's like, usually on the 20th, we have a vigil. This is on top of what I'm promoting for a second. We do a vigil in West Hollywood, the West Hollywood Library, and it's where all the trans people, we get together and we read the list of our dead from the year, people who've been murdered for being trans. Sorry to end the show on a bummer, but I
saw
it.
No, not a bummer.
And we like read the names and we march through West Hollywood. So if you happen to be free that day, we would love
please
to have
come.
More faces and voices
please
there and
come.
Like have support from our community. So if you're interested in being part of that, it's like November 20th usually, but keep an eye out. Anyway, but on a more positive note, we are doing a benefit show here at Nerd Melt on the 13th at 9 p.m. And it's going to be an awesome show.
November 13th.
November 13th at 9 p.m. And it's going to be Cameron Esposito, Rhea Butcher, Daniel Radford, who was here already, and Jeffrey J. and Olivia Hidar and myself hosting with the stage manager.
Olivia was on our show last month.
Yes. So it's an awesome show.
So come, support. Friends of the Act Like a Girl community.
Yes. Trans Lifeline is a crisis hotline that is just for the trans community. It's for people to call in so they don't get misgendered or get misunderstood on the phone at a time when they're like the most vulnerable. So it's a really cool organization that I'm very, very supportive of. And so I'm excited that the Nerd Melt is partnering with me to raise money for them. Anyway, sorry for all that. I just wanted to...
Why are you sorry?
Because I talked a lot for just a second there.
I love
it when you talk
all right.
thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you so much to Nerd Melt. Thank you to Caitlin Durante for always putting on a great show. Thank you to Jenny and Beowulf for putting on this specific show. Thank you to each of you for being here. Any of the people that were in the show tonight, we're going to take a picture out there. Usually we take it on stage, but we're going to leave you guys with a really funny Halloween sketch from Maylee Mason. It's going to play right now on your way out. Thank you.
Don't mess with the ghoul, that would not be cool. Ghosts come out to spook on Halloween night. And make sure you don't invite someone who will suck and bite vampires into flight on Halloween night. Candy corn, candy corn, I just want my candy corn. Candy corn, candy corn, where did she put my candy corn? And make sure to lock your door, slimy monster in the floor. So much blood and gore on Halloween night. And don't forget to wash your back, werewolf wants a midnight snack. I'll steal your candy sack on Halloween night. Candy corn, candy corn, where did she put my candy corn? Candy corn, candy corn, I just need my candy corn. Happy Halloween. It's hard.